The Secretary General was addressing a UN meeting commemorating the 20th anniversary of the Beijing Conference on Women's Empowerment. It was held on the margins of a weekend summit devoted to the new Sustainable Development Goals unanimously adopted by the international community on Friday. To drive the process, Mr. Ban called for world leaders to, in his words, step it up for gender equality.
This means urgently addressing structural barriers such as unequal pay. Second, it means recognizing and alleviating women's unpaid care burden. And three, it means realizing the right of women and girls to govern their sexual and reproductive health. And four, it means ending violence against women and girls, and it means equality in political participation and in women's representation in humanitarian response, conflict resolution, and peace building.
UN Women, the UN gender entity, has been recording pledges from governments showing how they will step it up for women and girls in their countries. Uhuru Kenyatta is the president of Kenya, which hosted a global women's conference in 1985.
My government will progressively address women's access to decent work and address the gender wage gap. My government is committed My government is also committed to accelerating the implementation of the national policy for prevention and response to gender-based violence and the Prevention Against Domestic Violence Act, and will continue to engage men and boys in line with the He for She campaign.
He for She is a UN Women campaign that gets men and boys to champion gender equality. It was launched last year by British actress Emma Watson, star of the Harry Potter films, who's 25 years old. Young women are eager to see a more equitable world, according to Ruxandra Diaconescu, representative with the Young Women's Christian Association.
I am asking you today to commit to giving young women and girls everywhere access to better educational and health system, to provide better economic employment, to support the eradication of cultural and religious beliefs that encourage child early and forced marriage, to strengthen existing laws and ensure justice for survivors of all forms of violence, to end corruption and ensure transparency for us. I think it's time we turn rhetorical commitment into genuine action.
Ruxandra just might get her wish. UN Women said country commitments are expected to address the most pressing barriers for women. According to the agency, these include reaching parity at all levels of decision-making, eliminating discriminatory legislation, and addressing social norms that perpetuate discrimination and violence against women. Deanne Penn, United Nations.